Hello, everyone. This is Terry Latham. My wife and I are ambassador diamonds in this wonderful company called ASEA, and we're actually calling in to you from Cancun, Mexico. We got a wild hair this past Friday. We woke up in the morning and said, hey, let's head down to Mexico. So we did that this past Saturday morning. We'll be heading back home on Tuesday. That's one of the great things that, you know, being a part of network marketing, it bestows the freedom upon us. But the greatest thing is being a part of a company that absolutely makes a difference. Each and every Monday, we come together for what we refer to as our Monday Motivational Call, where we hear from people's successes, also their struggles, and how they've been able to overcome those struggles. Tonight, I am extremely excited about what the people who I get to interview tonight or bring on to the call tonight. They are the newest triple presidential diamonds in ASEA. The only triple presidential diamonds in ASEA. They're going to make new levels for these couple. But it's Trish and Bob Schwinkler. They've been in the network marketing industry for over 25 years, have had a lot of success, extreme amount of success. But it always, you know, it's always easy for people to look and to see when people make rank like this and they start to do great things. Oh, that's easy for them. That's Trish and Bob Schwinkler. So I'm glad to have them on the call tonight so they can share a little bit, some good success stories, but also give you a little bit of a heads up from where they came from. So, Trish, are you with us?
I'm here, Terry. Thanks for inviting me on. And, oh, I heard Sherry Marshall come on. She's going to be the fabulous guest speaker on the animal webinar tomorrow night at ateamsupport.com. So, or I think that's the URL. Anyway, I hope everyone tunes into that. And, hey, thanks for inviting me. Great to be with you, Terry.
Well, like I said, congratulations. You know, it's funny when people, of course, we're going to have a lot of people just getting started to people who've been in for a while, and people who have a little bit of network marketing experience to people with no network marketing experience. You know, you are, of course, the number one income earner in this company. You've had a lot of success. You're going to have a lot more success. Share a little bit of, because I know a lot of people have heard of your background, but there's always the people that have not, because I think your journey is a great way also to teach. So, Trish, you wouldn't mind just take a little bit, share a little bit of your experience as you moved up towards triple presidential.
Sure, you bet. So, my background is before network marketing, I was a housewife. I was a stay-at-home mom. I had a PhD, which stands for Public High School Diploma. My husband has an engineering degree from Johns Hopkins University. He developed and patented equipment for the semiconductor industry. And so I got to stay home with the kids, and he took care of earning the income. The original reason that I got into network marketing in 1993 is I myself had a health issue for many years. Somebody introduced me to a network marketing product. Lo and behold, it did for me what doctors hadn't been able to do. And I learned that most cutting-edge health technologies come to the world through word-of-mouth marketing because of the laws which are fashioned by our lawmakers who are heavily influenced by the multi-billion dollar pharmaceutical company. So my original reason for joining network marketing was simply to bring health to the world, to, you know, be able to share wonderful products that could really make a difference in people's lives. But a few months later, my husband lost his job due to not really his fault, but just the volatility of the industry. I started going to network marketing meetings. I learned that you could build a team of people and you could build a residual income, which at that point in time, we sorely needed. My father-in-law paid our mortgage for 9 months after my husband lost his job. Our kids ate free lunches at school because we could qualify for them. And yet, even during that time, I attended my first network marketing convention. I didn't have the money to go. My husband didn't want me to go. I shared a room with three other women, but I went, and I got the vision of network marketing, which is a great reason to attend the convention for ASEA in Dallas in September. If there's any way you possibly can, you need to put that on your calendar. So I fell in love with network marketing, and I'm a hard worker. I'm one of eight children, and I was just raised to work hard. I learned as a kid that no matter what emotional turmoil was going on around me, I still had to do my job. It had to be done. I had to take care of my brothers and sisters. I had to clean the house and cook and do all those kinds of things while my mom and dad were both at work. And so, you know, I was just raised with an ability to work hard and to stay focused no matter what was going on around me. And that served me really well in network marketing. My sponsor, my first company, called me a late bloomer because it took me like 9 months to hit what's the equivalent of the bronze level in ASEA. And through leveraging events, developing my own ability to present, which, see, here's the thing, you know, people, I think they look at people like Terry and I, and I don't know about Terry, but I know for myself, I was never an outgoing person. I was never a people person. As a kid and a teenager and a young mother, I was very, very insecure about myself. I didn't talk to people, but when I found network marketing, I finally felt like I had something important to talk to people about, something that people needed to hear. And I think it's that conviction that people need to hear. They deserve to hear what you have to say. And that's certainly what gave me the conviction to be able to open my mouth. And guess what? The more you do something, the better you become at it. So after 4 years in our first company, we reached the diamond level. My husband never went back to corporate America. At that time, we had 3 school-aged children. We were both able to stay at home doing our home-based business and raise our children from home. And even that alone could change our country if more parents were able to be stay-at-home parents. We became one of the top 10 earners in that company, had a wonderful 15 years. That's actually where we met Terry and Aaron. And after 15 years, we left that company because we felt like management was on the wrong track. And we didn't know where we were going at that point in time, even though we had earned a lot of money in our former company. We had built a commercial building with a partner, and we finished it right when the economy tanked. Our partner had to default. We had no leasers on the building. We had a huge monthly mortgage that we had to pay. We maxed out our business line of credit, our personal line of credit. We maxed out our credit cards. And for a year and a half, we searched for a company that we could believe in. I have no other skills except network marketing. At that point, my husband had not had a job for 15 years. He was in his 50s, like, who's going to hire him, right? So we were really – some people come to us the other like, oh, I'm broke. Well, guess what? We were millions of dollars in debt. Our partner had to default. And, you know, I literally prayed every day. You know, I was like, you know what? If you want – God, if you want me to be a waitress like my mom – that's what I'll be, okay? I'll give up every, you know, our home, our cabin, our commercial venture. If that's what you want me to do, I'll do it. But if you want me to do network marketing, show me a company that I can love and show me a company that I can believe in. And during that time, we joined 5 companies only to be with them for a matter of months and realize that that was not the company that we were looking for, that I couldn't believe in it with my whole heart and soul. And one day, December of 2009, I sat in my car all day and I cried and I prayed. And that day, I got a text about ASEA. And back in those days, Alan's Amazing Molecules site was called Discover ASEA. And I started looking at the videos and I got really hopeful. In fact, I even called Alan and I started having discussions with him about these amazing molecules of ASEA, the world's first and only stabilized bioactive redox signaling molecules. He told me the story of his father, how his father had a serious issue that required chemotherapy, but 3 months into the chemo, his dad stopped the chemo because it was so badly damaging his lungs. Alan was searching for an answer. He heard about these amazing molecules. He started shipping them off to Ireland. 4 months later, his dad received a clean bill of health. In the meantime, his wife, Tanya, who'd had excruciating discomfort in her hip and running down her leg after the birth of their first child, I think it was like after the first day of drinking the amazing molecules of ASEA, this, you know, terrible problem that she had disappeared. So Alan told me about all these wonderful things that were happening. You know, in my first network marketing company, I really was looking for a health answer. When I was looking for a CEO, I was looking for opportunity. And at that point in time, I didn't really have anything physically wrong with me. I was a pretty healthy 50-year-old. Alan sent me a case of products the day before I was scheduled to go to Salt Lake City to meet with the founders. Because, you know, they do that for people who've been successful in network marketing previously. So Alan sends me a case of product. It arrives at my home. I smell it. My husband smells it. We both say, forget it. We're not doing this. We're going to cancel our trip to Salt Lake City. We've been trying to teach people not to drink, you know, bad water, and this stuff smells like pool water. Forget it. Nobody that we know is going to drink this stuff. Well, luckily, for whatever reason, I drank 2 ounces of ASEA. I call Alan. I say, Alan, hey, we're not coming to Salt Lake tomorrow. He starts telling me all about the science of ASEA. He gets his sponsor on the line, Sue Brenchley. 20 minutes into the conversation, even though I'm a very healthy person, I'm also a very sensitive person, 20 minutes into the conversation, I had an amazing experience with ASEA. And what happened is the tension in my neck and my shoulders that I didn't even know was there because it was so chronic just melted away. I had this amazing feeling of relaxation and serenity, and I was like, wow, there's something to this. So make a long story short, we did go to Salt Lake City. Back in those days, Virtus was younger and more active. Virtus Norton, the founder of ASEA, from his own lips, we heard the story of how he had been offered a huge sum of money to sell this technology to a pharmaceutical company, but he had turned it down. In his late 60s, he had come out of retirement to start a new company called ASEA, a network marketing company, even though he had no experience whatsoever in the industry. And Virtus, at that point, he asked Bob and I if we would help him take ASEA to the world. And we sat in his office December 5th, 2009, and we said, Virtus, we will help you take ASEA to the world. And that was the best decision we've ever made. We've kept our promise as well as we can. We're very focused. We're not really that smart. We're not really that talented, but we are focused. And, you know, we've done what we know to do, which is, you know, to set up an infrastructure, set up the charge-up calls, set up the health professional calls, do meetings, local meetings, travel to support our downline, both in depth and in width, sponsor as many people as we can, build down in depth to help those people develop their people and you know, teach and mentor them. And then, you know, great people like Terry appear and Sherry Marshall and others that are leaders of their own. And so the duplication starts, and just wonderful because, you know, everything's not on our shoulders anymore by a long shot. And it's really quite amazing, you know, after 25 years, you know, we truly have come to a place in our life where we really do have time and money freedom, and we take our responsibilities very seriously. We still stay focused on working, but we take a little bit more time to relax and spend time with each other and our kids now. When we started to earn income with ASEA, first thing we did for years, we paid off all our debt. We didn't spend money on anything except for our business and paying off our debt. I remember in our bathroom, we had like these Disneyland beach towels that were like worn threadbare that we had when our kids were little, but we didn't even buy bath towels for our bathroom. I mean, we didn't buy anything until we had paid off every cent of debt that we had, you know, except for, you know, things that you have to live, which is food and things like that. And so, you know, we probably earn way in excess of what the average surgeon earns. And, you know, people say, well, gee whiz, you know, network marketing is hard. Well, yeah, it's hard, but you know what? It's hard to spend years and years going to school to become a doctor, you know, having to build up a practice. And, you know, in a way, network marketing is the same. You do have to go to school. And the way you go to school is by doing it. You do the meetings. You do the calls. You do the presentations. You know, you also listen to the conference calls like this. You listen to the charge-up call. But it's important to understand that affirmation without discipline is delusion. And getting on conference calls and going to events without actually doing the work is also delusion. It's like, you know, every day if you have a real job or if you have a part-time job, you get up, you go to work, okay? Or if you have a part-time job, 2, 3, 4 days a week, whatever it is, you get up, you go to work. If you don't, what happens? You get fired. So in network marketing, a C is never going to fire you, but you can fire yourself by simply not showing up for work. And work is when you introduce people to SIA. You share SIA the best you can. You share your story. You share other people's stories. You share tools. You invite people to events, whether they're, you know, online or real events. You don't have to be that good at it. The point is, the more you do it, the better you will get at it. Get at it. And if you don't do it, you'll never get good at it. So you have to be willing to be imperfect. Before you can be good, you have to be bad. And before you can be bad, you have to start. So that's, I hope that wasn't too long. That's a recap of our story.
No, Trish, I could listen to that all day. You know, you did bring up that I got to see you from afar in the company that we were in before, and I always admired your tenacity. And really, what I've always, there's a lot of things I can say, but it's your focus on your mindset and you, and the things you've done. That to me, it's almost like the stories get grander the further they are away. But I love how you've always worked on your mindset. You know, it's also sometimes I hear in the space of network marketing, and people come, and if you've had experience, you come from a company, and you actually have to go to another company, and nobody ever wants to have to do that. A lot of times, people's ideas, you just bring over your people. And I like to tell people, so you have to pay the price somewhere. There's no better place to pay the price than here. So talk about that. Like you kind of hit developing the skill set, because I believe once you get the skill set, you're pretty secure. You can build a network.
Yeah. Well, so when I was in my first company, I saw people come from other companies and achieve massive success very quickly. You know, there were in several lines, there were, you know, people who had been diamonds in other companies. And, you know, I mean, I think the key is not to compare yourself with them. It would be like comparing, you know, somebody who's been the president of a bank before to you just starting out as a bank teller or something. You know, it's like you got to do the work and you got to earn the right to you know, advance and move forward. So really it's the same in network marketing. And, you know, there's some things you can learn by reading books, but no matter how much you read a book to a baby about how to walk, guess what? That baby is never going to learn how to walk until it gets up, starts walking around, falls down, you know, bumps its head, maybe gets hurt a little bit. But you know what? The baby keeps on trying to walk, and pretty soon, you know, the baby walks, and then, you know, pretty soon it's on a track team and, you know, all those kinds of things. So, you know, the only way to learn network marketing is to do it. Pick up the phone, call somebody. One of the things that helped me the most in my early days and still today is a book by John Kalin called Being the Best You Can Be in MLM. And my favorite sentence in that book is, if you want to make $1 million, forget about the $1 million and just go out and make 1 million friends. Well, you know, I have earned several $1 million throughout my network marketing career, but, you know, back in the days when I was a housewife, I never could have envisioned myself making $1 million, but I could easily envision myself making 1 million friends. And in this book, John Kalin said, put 10 ball bearings in your pocket, go out every day, make 10 new friends. Well, I didn't have any ball bearings that I knew of, but I had pennies. So I put pennies in my pocket, and every day I went out and I just smiled at people. And if people smiled back, I would say, hey, how are you? You know, how's the weather? What part of town do you live in? Do you like it there? What do you do for a living? And guess what? People's most interesting subject is themselves. So the more questions you ask about themselves, you know, the more they're going to typically open up to you. And at some point, you're usually going to get a chance to, you know, tell them a little bit about, you know, maybe they're going to ask what you do for a living. Maybe they're going to tell you they don't like their job. Maybe they're going to, you know, open up about some kind of health concern. And almost always, if you're not focused on prospecting, here's the secret. If you're focused on making friends and focused on, you know, just being interested in people and learning about them, it's going to naturally come up when there's a time that you can share a CV with them. And again, the enemy of network marketing is perfection. And if you ever heard me prospecting somebody, I'm probably, like, you probably wouldn't be that impressed, right? Because I just say kind of, like, really kind of, here's the trick of network marketing is just to allow yourself to get out of your comfort zone and say something that doesn't sound that profound. Have you ever heard of redox molecules? It could be, have you ever thought of maybe earning a living in a different way? You know, here's one key to network marketing that I learned early on. Learn how to ask questions. Most people in network marketing, they talk, and when they're done talking, they talk some more. Well, guess what? If someone gave you your favorite pie or cake and they made you eat the whole thing, you wouldn't want any more pie or cake. You would want less pie, less cake, right? So usually when people start talking about ASEA, they give people the whole shebang. They talk. They give them too many tools. They tell them too much. All it takes is asking a simple question, being quiet, waiting for an answer, and you know, kind of continuing that. So I think I forgot your question. I kind of get a little bit long-winded.
Hey, this is amazing, Trish. You know, you have earned over $10 million in ASEA.
I have. Oh yeah, that's right. I have.
Right?
Yes. Thanks for reminding me.
But here's
half
the
of
thing.
It went to Uncle Sam. Half of it went to Uncle Sam, by the way.
Well, you know, when we bring up things like the charge up call, I mean, there's a lot of things that people just don't know where they came from, right?
Yep.
I mean, the charge up call that's your baby. You created the charge up call, and it wasn't here, and the tools weren't here. And that's the thing, is being a triple presidential ambassador in this company, and of course the sky's the limit to infinity and beyond, right? But talk about that for a second. I mean, because you had the skill set, you came here, your mindset was correct, you found the company, and the tools weren't here. They just salt water in a bottle or redox equivalent molecule. Nobody'd heard about this stuff. But you understood that the field had to be tied in. How did you come up with the charge of call?
Yeah. Well, first of all, the great tool that was here was Alan Noble's, at that time, Discover ASEA site, which is now Amazing Molecules.
Right.
So that really great tool was there. And at that point in time, Alan was doing weekly conference calls. And, in fact, that's how I sponsored Denny Robinson, is I simply said, hey, can you get on this conference call next Tuesday night and tell me what you think? And, you know, Alan did his wonderful presentation. Denny, you know, got what he was talking about. And so today, of course, we have, you know, Presidential Diamond Denny Robinson, who you're fortunate enough to be in her organization. But so the charge-up call really was, you know, kind of a culmination of my years of experience in network marketing. When I was in my former company, people would frequently come up to me and they would ask me to mentor them. And I always said that I would, but I never had really the mechanism to do that. And so when I came to ASEA, like I said, I had been in five companies in between my first company and ASEA. And in one of those companies, there was a man who did a daily conference call, and he had done it for something like 20 years. And it was called Wake Up with Harry, or whatever his name is. I can't remember his name right now. And he did that call. He had done that call every single day himself for 20 years. But that's where I got the idea of a daily call. And so what I like to do, it's different on this call because Terry asked me to be the speaker, but I learned in my first company, not from my upline, but really from going to my crossline people's events, I learned that the best way to inspire people and encourage people is to leverage your resources, which is other people's success. So in the early days of the Charge Up Call, what I would do, you know, I asked Alan and I pretty much single-handedly did the Charge Up Call, I think, for about 2 years. Every single morning, it was either Alan or me. And what I would do is I would look on my rank advancement report, and I would see who had advanced to director or director 300 or director 700. I mean, back in those days, we didn't even hardly ever have any new bronzes because, by the way, back when I, you know, went diamond and triple diamond in ASEA, we only got 30 points per enrollment case. And the biggest enrollment pack we could get was 4 cases. So the most that you could get for any single enrollment pack was 120 points. And just that's just kind of a by the way kind of thing. So we did not build rank fast. But when I had a new rank, I would invite somebody onto the Charge Up Call and, you know, I would ask them how they advanced to that rank. And, you know, then we came up with this ALIF system, which actually I learned this from a woman who had been in Mela Luka, and she joined ASEA for a short period of time, and then she, you know, who knows where she went, but she's the one who actually told me about this ALIF concept. So nothing's really original, but it's like if you hang around network marketing long enough, you learn, you know, different things. And then I think through the Charge Up Call, kind of things that I learned through the years, you know, all kind of came together. And what I find with ASEA, and as well as with our former company, Terry, is, you know, we are in product-oriented companies. Okay, there's a lot of opportunity here. And I joined ASEA for opportunity, but the reason that we have the opportunity that we have is we have a product with a different sustainable advantage. And what that means is that we're the only game in town as far as redox signaling, heavily patented with U.S. and international patents, as well as proprietary processing techniques that are not revealed in the patents. And we have an advantage because we have massive results. And yeah, we love, you know, business people like Terry Latham, you know, maybe never had a product experience in his life, but he gets it and he goes for it. But you know what? That's the anomaly. Most people in network marketing start out like I did 25 years ago. If they get a product experience, they get excited about sharing it with other people. And then they develop into business builders. That's most of the time, not always, but most of the time, that's how it goes with a product-based company like this. So I just realized how important it was to start building people's belief in the product. Again, how? By doing what Virtus Norton always teaches us to do, which is leveraging our resources. What are our resources? Our resources are people in ASEA who have had wonderful product experiences, whether it's a, you know, a stub toe or some kind of major life-threatening illness. You know, ASEA can benefit everyone from the fittest of the fit to the sickest of the sick and everyone in between. And I learned a long time ago that our job in network marketing is to build conviction in the products, in the company, and in the industry of network marketing. And that's what we do every day on the Charge Up Call when we have our product testimonies and we have our successful business builders. Now I hardly ever do the Charge Up Call. What are we doing? We're leveraging our resources, which has given me, you know, the freedom to be able to, you know, move, you know, now that we've opened it outside of just North America. And, you know, you may remember this too, Terry, although I don't know if it happened to you, but in my first network marketing company, of course, we didn't have the internet, and I don't even think we had conference calling back in those days. But once a month, my cross line, not my upline, but my cross line, I had gotten on their mailing list, and once a month, they would send out a newsletter, and part of that newsletter, it would be Coincidence Corner. Did you get that newsletter from the Williams?
No.
And that was probably before your day. But Coincidence Corner, they had to call it coincidences because we're not allowed to make medical claims, right? But they would have 4 or 5 testimonials, and I remember getting that newsletter every month, and those testimonies kept me alive. They kept my conviction. They kept my focus. And then my upline, he would send me a CD in the mail. Well, in the early days, it was a tape that you put in your car and played. Later on, it was a CD. And it would be like either a business testimony or some product testimonies. And just getting those little things in the mail, you know, monthly or sometimes bi-monthly, it kept me alive. And so, you know, I just realized that if we could feed that to people every day, we didn't have to put it in the mail. We didn't have to type it out. All we had to do was, you know, get on the charge-up call. Alan's the one who thought up the name of the charge-up call. And, you know, I think it's been a really good foundation to really, you know, mentor people, to build people by, you know, inviting them to be the hosts on the charge-up call, to recognize people by bringing them on the charge-up call, as well as, of course, the testimonies. So, again, a long answer to a short question.
Yeah, I love it. You know, and your website, A-Team Support, I love it. I love it. I love it because when people want to ask me a detailed question, let's say the compensation plan, I can take them straight to your site.
Yep.
Click on the network marketing, take them down to the little portals, and say, what's your question? And the idea of the fact that they have the resource in front of them, it does simplify things, which gives them confidence.
Yeah, we need to update parts of it, but I did the same thing. Somebody in my organization just sponsored a big leader in Europe the other day. He's like, well, how do I place people in the binary tree? I'm like, you know what? You go to A-Team Support. You click on compensation plan, you go down to how to build your binary tree, and he never asked another question. He's like, I get it. You know, it saves us a lot of time. Yeah.
So, Trish, there's a whole host of questions I could ask. And there's two more questions. One first. I'm brand new today getting started. You know some of the struggles that people go through, and it's just overcoming ourselves. The person in the mirror is truly the product that we're building. What's some advice and there's been a lot tonight, but what's one thing you'd like to give them?
Just, you know, so I guess two pieces of advice is plug into the resources that are available for you. The charge-up call, you know, Terry's great team call that you're having tonight, you know, the Thursday calls that Alan and Terry are going to continue over the summer. So plug into your resources, but second of all, you know what, just do the work, you know, just go out and make friends, just, you know, have fun, be kind of lighthearted, but at the same time, stay really focused, whether it's on a part-time basis or a full-time basis. I was doing a call similar to this with some Australian people a few days ago, and they said, if you get in a slump, what should you do? And I'm like, you know what, you should pick up the phone and make a call. You should put 10 pennies in your pocket and go out and make 10 friends. You know, that's how you get out of the slump, because if you do that, you will have some success. You will have some fun. You will make some connections, unless you're really the worst, you know, people person in the world, which I don't think anybody is on this call. And, you know, maybe women can identify with this. Maybe men can too. But one thing about network marketing, I mean, us women, sometimes we tend to get in bad moods. I don't know if you've ever noticed that, Terry. But you know what? With network marketing, it's kind of hard to get in a bad mood because, you know what? When you start reaching out to people and talking to them and going out and making friends, it gets you out of a bad mood. It gets you out of a slump. And, again, the only way to learn network marketing is just to do it. If you don't know how to do a meeting, go do a freaking meeting, okay? And then do another one the next week and the next week and the next week. It doesn't matter if it's a meeting for one person, okay, or two people. I used to literally get down on my knees. Well, I didn't get down on my knees, but I would beg people to let me come to their home and do a meeting. And, you know, that's one of the things, like our Zooms are great. Everything that we have is great. We should keep doing what we have. We should keep leveraging them. But one of the things that I feel is really missing, especially in the U.S. and Europe, in Canada, is in-home meetings. You know, I built my previous meeting on my previous company on in-home meetings. I would go in. I would demonstrate the products. I would tell them about the company. I would tell them a little bit about network marketing. And guess what? I built a business. And we have, in ASEA, we have great demonstratable products. We have our 3 and 5 with our you know, redox
gel.
You know, not everybody is going to have an experience with the SIA, but I did within 20 minutes, and I know other people have as well. You know, the spray, I'm telling you what Asia has over the U.S. and Canada and Europe is those people do meetings. They do meetings, 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 meetings. And so, anyway, I kind of got off track there. But if you don't know how to do a meeting, go do a meeting. And do it over and over again, and pretty soon you're going to be a darn good meeting doer. If you don't know how to prospect somebody, you know what? Go out and prospect somebody. Kind of make a fool of yourself. You know, it's like the people who are, you know, like Jim Rohn says, if you stand on a corner and you ask 100 people, you wouldn't want to buy something, would you? Right? I mean, that's a terrible, you know, not that sophisticated of a thing to say to people. But if you say it to enough people, guess what? Somebody's going to come along and they're going to say, well, maybe I would. What are you selling, right? So even if you stand on a street corner and you say to 100 people, you wouldn't want to buy something, would you? Or you wouldn't want to join something, would you? Or you wouldn't want to learn about something, would you? Pretty soon somebody's going to come along and they're going to say, well, maybe I would. What's it all about, right? So a lot of times the magic is in the numbers and in the consistency. It's not in having the golden tongue. It's not in having the exact right words. You know, people call me up, and I'm sure they do this with you too, Terry. They're like, oh, my gosh, this person's so amazing. You have to talk to them. You know, you have to get them in. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to talk to them, and I'm going to do my best. But it's always a ratio. It's always a numbers game. It's not like any of us have the absolute closing techniques or anything like that, right?
So you don't have magic pixie dust. Hey, so just on the tail end of this, ASEA. I mean, there's
ASEA,
so many
painting.
Yeah, paint this with a broad brush. You know, it's a lot of times I believe, because we understand that ASEA is a total category of its own. With where we are today, with what we're seeing, and your experience, where do you see this going over the next couple of years, few years?
So here's the thing. First of all, realize what you have with ASEA. I mean, I was on a conference call with Alan Noble this morning, which I hardly ever get to do anymore, so it was really great. And he was talking about how he left this industry of network marketing, I think for like 9 or 10 years, because he couldn't find two things. Number one, he couldn't find a product that was different than all the other products. And number two, he couldn't find a management team that was trustworthy and that knew how to strategically build a business. And like I said, I joined 5 companies in the year and a half I was looking for ASEA. So understand that what you have with ASEA is a very rare and precious treasure. A company with this incredible product, with businessmen that have experience in network marketing, experience in corporate America, that really do know how to strategically build a business. Their number one objective is to build a long-term, sustainable legacy company. That doesn't come along every day. Most network marketing companies, you know, they want to build really fast, and ASEA wants to build fast too, but that's not their primary objective. Their primary objective is to build a long-term sustainable business. And you know, like I do, Terry, from really knowing, you know, our president, Jerem Webb, personally, our founder, Tyler Norton, our CEO, Chuck Funke, our global VP of sales, Justin Wilson, you know, these are people, you know, sometimes I think we don't always agree with every decision they make, but they're trustworthy. They're doing the best job that they can. They care about people. They care about the associates. And so, you know, when you partner with a company like this, that you know, hopefully everyone's on this call because you do believe in ASEA with your whole heart and soul. You do believe that people deserve to know about this technology and about this company. You do believe that this venture is worthy of your best efforts. It's worthy of, you know, giving up maybe sometimes some of your family time, right? There is no something for nothing. Napoleon Hill says, not only do you need to decide what you want, you need to decide what you are willing to give in return. And, you know, it takes time, it takes focus, it takes energy to build a network marketing company. But, you know, I was fortunate to be with the CIA 6 months before they launched in the U.S., and I've watched the CIA expand from being a tiny, tiny company in only the United States of America. You know, then we opened up Canada. We started opening up some of the European countries. We opened up Mexico. We opened up Australia, New Zealand. Now we're opening up, of course, Asia, but we haven't even touched the biggest countries in Asia. And you know what, you guys? It's like, you know, don't try to expand into Asia or into Europe or into Australia if you live in Texas and you don't know anybody there. But I promise you that if you're diligent and you're sponsoring as many people as you can and you're working in depth, which means you're working with their people and their people and their people, at some point you're gonna find people in these other countries. So for example, Harry and April Yuan, who are the fastest ambassadors ever in ASEA history, most of you know of them from California. Really, it's because of their hard work that Taiwan today is open. They sent products from California to Taiwan one case at a time at a cost of $60 per case for over a year before ASEA decided they were going to start investing time and resources there. But Harry and April Yuan were six levels down from me. I think now they're like four or something. But, you know, the reason that they're in my organization is something like 23 years ago. I sponsored a woman named Marlene into my former business, and through her, I met some people in Salt Lake City. When I came to ASEA, I invited them to one of the meetings in Salt Lake City, and over 6 years in ASEA, several levels under them, finally the Yuans popped up, right? And so the moral of that story is sooner or later, you're going to find some people in other countries if you work in wide and you work deep. And here's the thing, the U.S., we haven't even scratched the scratch of the surface. I mean, you guys, you know, live in well, not all of you, but like Terry and Sherry and others on this call, you live in Texas. It's a huge state with a huge population. If you walk down the street and ask 100 people if they've ever heard of ASEA, you probably won't even find one person who has heard of ASEA, right? So the market in the U.S. is virtually untapped, and we haven't even started to open the biggest network marketing countries in the world, which are Japan and Korea and Malaysia and Russia and countries like that. And someday we will go to those countries. Virtus Norton's vision is to bring the amazing molecules of ASEA to every country of the world. And we will be going to those places, and you can be a part of ASEA's international expansion just by starting to work right where you are at home, but then reaching out to the people that those people sponsor and those people sponsor and those people sponsor. And I'm living proof of that, you guys. I'm not really that special of a person. You know, I started in network marketing 25 years ago in Boise, Idaho. The only person that I knew outside of Boise, Idaho was my aunt in Albuquerque. And I sponsored her through her over the years in my first company. She sponsored someone in California. They sponsored someone in the Philippines. Someone sponsored somebody in Sweden. And because I was diligent and I was paying attention to my genealogy and I was available to you know, I would call. I would welcome people to the team. I would dig down. My aunt didn't travel to California or Sweden or the Philippines, but I did and my husband did. Not that you have to do that, but you know what? We were on it and we were there to do, you know, we didn't know exactly how to support people, but you know what? You just focus on people and you know, I was just kind of trust that, you know, that, hey, God brought me to this place and he's going to give me, you know, the words that I need to say and the things that I need to do for people. So the answer to your question, Terry, is we have a very real and precious treasure with ASEA. And the sky is the limit with ASEA, and it does take focus and diligence to be able to tap into that treasure and be able to benefit hundreds or even thousands or even tens of thousands of people. You can change their life like Terry has done, like Sherry Marshall has done, like others on this call has done, Jim Glenn has done, you know, change their health. For those that want to, you can, you know, help them create financial security. And in the process of that, you can create health, prosperity, and really a sense of meaning and mission and value in your life that really very few people have. Very few people have this gift, you know, that we've all been given.
Well, Trish, I could listen to you all night. This is outstanding, and congratulations again for all your success, and truly, thanks for all you do for everybody in the field, and especially for my family. You've been just absolutely amazing. But thanks for taking the time, and congratulations once again.
You're super great, Terry. You're a super great leader. Congratulations on your success. Pleasure to be with everybody tonight. Have a great night. Bye-bye. Thank you.
See you guys.
Thank you. Bye-bye.